Chair Sutley has been touring the country to talk about the climate action plan unveiled by President Obama in June. She'll be hosted in Mount Vernon by Congresswoman Susan DelBene, who says the emphasis in the Skagit River Valley is on increased flooding due to climate change. The area has recently seen at least 4 major flood events in less than a decade.
And as we have seen increased flooding, it's top of mind, important issue, and an opportunity for us to understand what she's doing on these issues and for her to get feedback from our community on how we're approaching it.
One example, the city of Mount Vernon is building a 2-mile waterfront flood protection wall. Mayor Jill Boudreau is eager to talk about that. She says once completed, it will shield the historic downtown and remove the need for costly flood insurance while also enhancing public space.
It creates not only our flood wall, which is certified protection, but it involves a 24-foot wide promenade in a significant part of the section. So it's really a public amenity, sort of waterfront redevelopment as well as the flood protection.
Also included on Sutley's itinerary are 2 wetland restoration projects in the Skagit River Delta that have received federal funds and a visit to the Taylor Shellfish Farm in Bow to learn about the effects of ocean acidification on aquaculture. The Nature Conservancy of Washington is one of the environmental groups taking part in the discussions. Government Relations Director Mo McBroom says she hopes the visit will lead to more federal support for adapting to climate change.
There is such ripe opportunity in this region for it to be a demonstration ground to pilot really innovative efforts to promote resiliency and to bring back habitat. This is a great place for them to be focusing on right now and a great place for federal investments.
Other communities Chair Sutley has recently visited include Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, and Hampton, New Hampshire. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.